Good evening. We're going to continue with our studies here on the feasts and the offerings. A lot of good things to go over tonight. But I did want to take a moment, we have a tremendous testimony with Ted and Carolyn, and I think you heard that from last week, but there's even more that's going on. It's just absolutely tremendous. So, Ted and or Carolyn, if you'd like to come on up, and I'll just kind of stand near you so we can get this on tape and listen to what's going on. So,
well, first of all, this is just, it's a praise. It's a praise to God for not just for the physical things that He has done for us, that He's brought our way, He's given us, but just to thank Him for opening our eyes and our hearts to trust Him and to show us what He does when we trust Him. But this goes back the last couple years. Ted and I have been trying to find another place to live that would fit within our financial means, that we'd be able to take care of things. And we've been looking, and we had in our minds a set amount that we wanted for the place, and so nothing really came along. 2 years, a little bit here and there. But just last week, we were here waiting for the prayer meeting, and Pastor Linda came in and says, "Oh, there's a for sale or for rent sign in the yard right down the street here. Haven't seen it before. Why don't you go look?" So I went down and just called the number, and the folks said that they were just two houses down. They'd come show it to us. So that was happening pretty quick. Ted wasn't here yet, so I was down there by myself. So they came down, and we started looking around, and Ted pulls in the yard and says, "Where are you?" Calls me, says, "Where are you?" So I'm looking at a house. "I can see you. You want to come look?" So he comes, and we just look around, and the people are gracious. The house is just what we need. And he starts talking about price, and he's talking about how the area has got a lot higher rent, but he decided to stick with this lower rent, which was $250 less than what we're paying now. And it was exactly the price that we had been talking about, was in our range. We've been talking about for a couple years now. So one thing led to another, and before we left the house, Ted and I had pretty much talked about it. We got back here to the church, we prayed about it, and before the night was over, we had called him back and told him that we wanted to take the house. So it was just that quick. So that's just the first step. Now we have a house with no furniture. You know, what are we going to do about furniture? We didn't have the money to do that. First month's rent and deposits and all that, where are we going to get that money? But we were just going forth with peace in our heart, knowing that God, this was a God thing. God was making this happen because he was just blessing us, and he would work out all the details. So we didn't get all worried about it. Ted and I, there's been lots of prayer for us, and Ted and I talk about it, we prayed about it, and we just decided we're not going to worry. Well, it just started unfolding. This is all now within a week, one thing after the other, and we got a gracious donation from a love gift from somebody very dear to us of a month's rent. They sent it to us, and so they didn't want us to start behind. So they gave us that without expecting any return on it. So there was that. And then I got a call tonight from our landlord, and they're asking about the furniture, what we plan to do with the furniture, because we had rented our place completely furnished. And they really didn't want to move it, and they didn't want to have to do anything with it. So they made us an offer of the balance of what was left on our deposit. So for about $460, we got a house full of furniture, two bedrooms, living room, dining room, all the stuff on the walls, the dishes and pots and pans they had there, the rugs, the mirrors, the lamps, the everything. She said, "You just take anything that's there for the balance of it." So now we have a house that is completely furnished. She said, "If you can't use it, just sell it. You can have it." So if it won't fit the house because of some of the rooms being too small, then we have the option to sell it and get the money to be able to do with it what we need to do. So now we're in a position of amazement. You know, we've got a place to live now. We got it fully furnished. God is just working out one by one all of the details. He's just blessing us so richly. And it's just a testimony that if you do abide in Him, if you trust Him, if you don't worry, you let it go, that He is going to work all this stuff out. You don't have to force anything. If it's in His plan for your life, He will work out the details. So it's just sitting back and being at peace with Him and letting Him have control instead of you trying to work out all the details yourself. And it's just been so many things on this journey he has showed me. I can't speak for Ted, but I think he's had quite a few things in his heart that has happened through this experience. But God has shown me humility because of the furniture that we're in. I wasn't sure I wanted to keep it because I wasn't sure if it was exactly what I wanted, you know? So now that was brought to my attention, so I can move forward now and understand. Thank you, Lord, because you have promised that you will provide what we need. You will take care of our needs and the desires of our heart. So we go with what we have now. This is now. We're living now in this moment. Mm-hmm. And each step is a new moment. So we're just going and letting him unfold all of this for us. So I'm just, Ted and I are just so grateful for everything. We're still, it's almost like walking on the cloud now. It's just amazing to look back and see in such a short time how all this has unfolded. So.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
Got to pray for the next miracle, how to haul all that furniture, heavy furniture, down 3 flights of stairs from their apartment.
With no elevator.
With no elevator. So,
yeah.
So they'll figure that out. But, you know, just as she was speaking, I was just kind of struck with, you know, how God works out the details. Carolyn is involved in, you know, the home, you know, in the setup of the home and the, you know, her portion that she knows how to do and works with, you know, in a house and where you're going to live and all that kind of stuff. And it's almost like the Lord's working some of those things out that are in her little portion. And Ted has his portion, and he does have some concerns for security and things like that. But it's just like, this is what's needed right now, because that has to come up front. You can't do your part with the security and all that. God doesn't need to do anything with your part till you get there and get in there. So it's kind of like the upfront stuff here is taking care of a portion that can really touch and please you and open up things for you. And then the portion of the security and what to do, because they're used to having a different place with different security when they lived on the other side of Florida. And then being up 3 flights of stairs offers you a tremendous, you know, amount of security. No one can climb up on your porch or something like that. So there are different security issues when you come into a new neighborhood and you're a one-story, dwelling. So Ted, being in the security business, does have some of those concerns. But just like God has opened up all of these things in an almost miraculous, not almost, in a miraculous way that worked it out and smoothed it out, especially in today's world with all this crazy stuff going on, and to be able to find something that is amenable to your finances and I just found that quite amazing. So I bless the Lord for that. But I just was thinking of that as all these things were coming in line, the things that are needed on your portion, the same great God is going to be able to show you, and his wisdom is going to reign, and his power, his protection, and whatever you need to do, God will certainly have that for you. So I bless the Lord.